Most men don't lose standards in a single dramatic failure. They lose them in 1,000 tiny negotiations.
Every small, "I'll just do it later," or "fine, I'll handle it this time," is a vote against the standard you say you want. It feels small. It adds up.
That's why brief pre-declared agreements beat willpower and debates. Clarity removes endless arguing with others and with yourself.
Simple truth. When it's written down and said once, it's harder to wiggle out of. I learned that the hard way on weekend projects. Kept promising I'll fix it, and then never did.
Introduce a quiet contract. One sentence. It names who, what, when, and the non-negotiable clause. That's it. No long rules, no moralizing.
Start with who, the responsible party. Then what, the action. Then when, a deadline or routine. End with what is non-negotiable. One line, defensible, repeatable.
I'll give you 3 plug-and-play templates you can use tonight. Copy them exactly if you like. Short reduces friction.
Here is template 1, personal morning contract. I will get out of bed and be in the kitchen with a glass of water and the plan for my day by 6:15 a.m. I do not check my phone until that time.
That one's sharp. No phone until plan time. Avoid scrolling sabotage. I might change the time, but the structure is perfect.
Now, template 2, partner/family contract. I'll handle the dishes and kitchen reset each night after dinner. You handle bedtime stories. We check in Sundays to adjust. This is non-negotiable unless we both agree otherwise ahead of time.
Saying it out loud like that makes it a shared standard, not a lecture. That line about "unless we both agree" keeps it reasonable.
Okay, on to template 3, work/meeting contract. In meetings, I will not commit to new tasks without stating my current deadline. I will respond with one of yes, no, or I'll review by EOD. Commitments made in the meeting stand unless explicitly renegotiated later.
That's practical for the shop floor or the office. Forces you to protect capacity instead of overpromising. People respect a clear answer more than endless hesitation.
Now let's look at how to create and lock a quiet contract in 5 minutes. Step 1. Write your one sentence, no extra clauses. Step 2. Read it aloud to yourself, slowly. Step 3. If someone else is involved, state it to them and invite a single line of response.
Use simple rehearsal language when you state it. Say, "I want to try one thing to keep this simple. Are you okay with that?" That frames it as a proposal, not a demand.
If they push back, let them suggest a small, practical tweak. You want clarity, not a debate. The goal is to stop the negotiation, not start a new one.
Next, the micro trial. Try the contract for 7 days. Each evening, ask one binary question. Did the contract hold today? Yes or no? One line in your notes. Yes or no? Count a day as success only if the contract was honored without caveats. If you or the other person slipped, mark no. After 7 days, review. 5 out of 7 or better means the contract is working. Below that, iterate the wording and try again.
And don't overcomplicate the revision. Change one word, try another week. Most people overplan and never test. Testing beats perfectionism every time.
A quick reflection. Where in your day are you negotiating with yourself instead of deciding? Pause and let that land.
Tonight, draft one quiet contract. Keep it to one sentence. Say it out loud. Try it for 7 days. This simple, repeatable tool protects standards without drama.
Try it and tell someone who notices. Not to brag, just to close the loop. Small wins make the habit stick.
Hold yourself to the standard. Strength doesn't need an audience. If this matters, subscribe and come back tomorrow.